Opening the new fitness center and an update on football is on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello everyone, I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today. The Mark L. Burnett Fitness and Recreation Center is open. The new Tennessee Tech 157,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility houses intramural sports, health promotions, varsity spirit squads, aerobic classes, a 25-meter swimming pool, cardiovascular equipment, cable machines, free weights, a fifth of a mile track, and much more. Student fees built the facility, therefore the new fitness center is not open to the public. It is open to Tech's faculty and staff and their families, graduates and their families, retired faculty and staff and their families, and students along with their families. And here to talk to us about the new facility is David Mullinax, the Director of Campus Recreation and the new Mark L. Burnett Fitness and Recreation Center. David, it is finally open.
It is. We opened July the 6th, and obviously we had to come up with a plan to handle the virus, but we've been open, and everybody's had a great time, done a lot of tours, seen a lot of smiles on faces.
This is such a massive facility. Is this exactly what you'd expected, or is this more than what you ever thought it could be?
Well, you know, the plan was to come up with what we ended up with, but it was a long plan that started 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there a lot of people were involved in the planning of it. You know, we had a lot of good support from the campus. Dr. Odom and Dr. Stinson and Mark Burnett, all three were involved in helping us get off the ground and get started on this program. And that was 6 years ago. That seemed like a long time ago. But just, you know, going through the students and getting the SGA behind it and a lot of things like that made it become a reality. And it's been a fun and interesting road.
Yeah. Well, just tell us a bit about what is so different about this facility compared to the other facility.
Well, there's a lot of things different. We've added a lot of new programs as well as space. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not only space. You know, when you're talking about area of space, we went with our old weight room was like 3,000 square feet, and we've got 13,500 now.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was a dangerous area in our old building because, you know, if you put 150 people or more in there, it was just people to people, and,
right,
you know, you were looking for an accident. So we worried about that for a long time. With the spread area we've got now, we've got a lot more equipment. We don't have people have to wait. Mm-hmm. We don't worry about people running into each other anymore. It's just a spacious area. But we've added not only space, as I said, we've added a lot of new programs. We have an outdoor adventure program now, which is going to be a real hit, I think. We didn't have that at all. And within the outdoor adventure program, we'll have our climbing wall, which is 28 feet high. We'll have checking out canoes, kayaks, a lot of different things for the area around here that we didn't have before. Mm-hmm. We have hired a new coordinator to actually be over that area. It's a new position on campus. A young man from Washington State. He's an outdoorsman from way back, and I think he'll be a real plus for us to run that program and get some trips going to different places around the country and utilizing our lakes and mountains around here. And I can see a lot coming from that. We've got a lot of students that come in that want to do that, too, that haven't ever camped or done anything before. So we'll do a lot of teaching and directing and things of that sort. So I think it'll become a hit. Other programs that we've added is our golf simulator room is a new program altogether. In that, we will be able to do a lot of different things. And it'll be fun as well as educational for a lot of people. And then our game room is another area that we've added, which it was something we felt like that we wanted to have a place where people could exercise as their main focus, but a place where they could socialize and enjoy themselves and relax a little bit.
Sure.
So we put in a game room, and we've got eSports in there as one of the hits, and I think it'll be a big one with the PS4s and the Xbox and things. And we've got these cool chairs and things that the kids just go crazy when they see this room. So
yeah.
That'll be another interesting piece of the puzzle. And One of the other concepts is we put in what's called a MAC gym. Mm-hmm. It's a which stands for multi-activity center. It's a gym, full-size gym, but it's got rubberized floors in it, so it's very versatile. And we can play indoor soccer, volleyball, basketball, pickleball, floor hockey, mm-hmm. just about anything you can think of. And it's all glass walls in there, and it's a real cool area that should be a hit right off the start. Yeah. So that's a new area too. So we've added quite a few new things and upgraded most everything we had.
That's great. So is it taking more resources, more staff to be able to run the facility?
Somewhat. We're going to be able to handle most of the facility with our normal staff. We have hired that one new position. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we've been able to more or less figure out ways to use our current staff to handle areas. Our aquatics program here is going to be a lot bigger than what we had in the old facility. The pool area is a beautiful place. And we've got a lot of amenities in there as well as just a swimming pool. We've got an aquatic climbing wall, mm-hmm. which is kind of a unique thing. We've got basketball goals. We've got two of those. We've got drop-in inner tube water polo goals that are standard. We've got in-pool volleyball. So there's a lot of things other than just swimming laps and playing in the pool, and we'll do a lot of different things. We added log rolling last year. To our pool, and that was a big hit. So yeah. The aquatics program will be big, and eventually, you know, we'd love to have another employee as our aquatics coordinator, too, because that program just gets bigger all the time.
Yeah. What kind of impact is this facility going to have on campus?
I think it's going to be major. I've had several students that I've taken through and toured the building, and every time I do, they're like children in a candy store, you know.
Yeah.
They just don't know which piece to get, you know.
Right.
And their comments, and you know, which is really inspiring me, is that they think this will be a real drawing card for recruiting and bringing their friends. They said, I know I've got a lot of friends that's going to want to come here.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really something that makes me feel good, because that was one of our goals, was to try to present something that would be a special draw to our campus.
Mm-hmm. Just talk a little bit about the facility and what it is being called. It is recently named after Mark Burnett, who right. was you know, vice president for student affairs, who was very instrumental in helping the funds get raised and just helping this get off the ground. That's got to be a great honor for him. And just to have his name on this building, it's got to be very special.
It really is. You know, and I'd worked with Mark for over 20 years. He was my vice president, and he was my boss. So we communicated very well, and he had an interest in athletics as well, because he's an old basketball player from way back. And I think, you know, that helped us all to be on the same page and understand where we were going. And, you know, he's been instrumental in a lot of different things on campus other than that. But this was, I think this was one of the big things that, you know, without our support, as I said from the very start, from our administration, we would never got off the ground with this. It was, you know, it was a dream that we had out there, even taking to Dr. Odom's ideal of having it on 7th and Willow as the gateway to the university, mm-hmm. was a really great ideal. So there's been a super lot of people involved in this, and it's been fun to be there.
Yeah, you've been on campus for a long time. This has got to be just an awesome thing to see this get finished and get put to use.
It really is. You know, I came back from UT Memphis in 1991. Dr. Lawson actually brought me back to campus to open the new facility, which in that time was August 1991, 29 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it hadn't been used, and it was brand new, and we made a few adjustments, but it was a great building. A lot of thought went into that one as well, and people enjoyed that for years. We just more or less outgrew it, because in 91 we had 7,500 students. Now we're up to, you know, close to 12,000. So mm-hmm. It was the right time, and it was fun to be involved in it from start to finish.
Yeah. David Mullinax, the director of campus recreation and the new Mark L. Burnett Fitness and Recreation Center. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just invite everybody to come by and take a look at the place. We're doing tours for anybody that wants to come, and come on by and get your membership and enjoy yourself.
Now, is it fully functional right now?
We are not opening all areas in the building for usage because of the virus. We've got four major areas. We've got the track open, the cardio room, the weight room, and the pool. Mm-hmm. Some of the other areas, we anticipate trying to get everything open when school starts in August.
Okay, great. All right, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Golden Eagle head coach Dwayne Alexander on what is happening with Tech football. Stay with us.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Will there be football this fall? Well, that's been a popular question around campus and the Cookeville community this summer as the 2020 football season draws near. We sat down with Golden Eagle head coach Dwayne Alexander to get his thoughts on how COVID-19 has affected the Tech program. So, Coach, what has COVID-19 been like for you these past few months?
Well, it's been, I think, for me, like it's been for everybody. You know, it's been a daily, daily challenge would be the best way to put it. I think coaches, administrators, anybody that owns their own business, you know, whatever it is, you know, I'm responsible for, 100 players, a coaching staff, everybody else is looking to me saying, hey, what's the plan? What are we going to do? And I've had to say, I don't know. I really don't know the plan.
Sure.
Or as soon as you think you have one, you can turn around and get, there's some other legislation that's come out. You can take that one, have to throw it in the garbage, and kind of start over.
Right.
So, just the anticipation of every calendar day going by and football season keeps getting closer and closer and still trying to come up with what is the best way to handle this whole thing of bringing guys back and getting them started, because you have a window there where you do need to bring guys back and to get them in the condition they need to be in just for their safety and welfare and their health concerns of having them prepared, mentally and physically to play a football season.
Sure.
There's a certain amount of time you need for that.
Yeah.
But also, if you bring them back too soon, you could actually, with the way this virus has been behaving, you could actually get some guys 10 to 14 days where they can't do anything.
Yeah.
So it certainly has been a challenge.
Well, I know as a coach, you're also a dad. You got two twin boys at home that have been out of school. I'm sure that's, been different as well.
It has been. And I will say the first month, I really enjoyed it. The last few have been challenging, because as a coach, you're gone a lot, recruiting, travel. I was coming off a January, of a lot of recruiting on the road a ton, with official visits and
right.
recruiting, that type thing. Getting ready for spring practice, all those things usually do. So a lot of long hours here at the office. And then we it started spring, had practiced 2 days and, sent our guys home. And then shortly after that, all the high schools closed down.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden my daughter, who's in college at East Tennessee State, is back home.
We
go get her stuff and move her back.
Yeah.
So, at one time I'm at the kitchen table on my computer with Zoom meeting. My wife is in another room on her computer with a Zoom meeting. My daughter is doing class online, and Ross and John are doing their classes online. I thought I was going to have to get a new some kind of satellite dish or something put in to handle all the internet. We were having having trouble, with that. But, it was good to reconnect, really with my family. And I would say reconnect. I'm being honest about
sure.
that. I think we all get in our day-to-day lives, where they're playing basketball or school or busy. And that part has been good. But then there's a point to go, okay, how long is this going to last,
right.
And what's next, and how do we handle it from there? There's a little underlying anxiousness, I think, to everybody, about, from a lot of things,
yeah.
a lot of people from their jobs, am I going to have a job,
right.
I'm just talking in general,
yeah.
The public, I think everybody, there's that underlying, how's this going to turn out, if this thing keeps going, where are we going, so it's certainly been a interesting time, but, it's been a time of growth. I always look at, how any challenge, is opportunity as well.
Right.
And I always look at things that way. Any challenge is an opportunity. We had a team meeting on a Zoom meeting with our guys last night talking about their return. back to school. And I said, you know, this is going to be a challenge, and this is not going to look like anything that we've seen, but it is an opportunity, you know, for us to grow from it.
So what does the fall look like for Tech football?
Well, right now, as of right now, today, we're playing football.
Yeah.
You know, our first game is Saturday, September the 5th at Samford University, 4 p.m. kickoff. The NCAA has come out with a working calendar for everybody as far as, you know, dates that they can actually make it mandatory or require your guys to be back.
Mm-hmm.
That date for Division I football is July the 13th. You can start organized, you know, mandatory conditioning and things like that with your team. And most of that is just conditioning, which is really all our guys need to do right now. They need to lift weights. They need to run. They need to get acclimated to being outside.
Yeah.
Many of them have been inside, you know, and they were told to be inside,
right.
You know, and many of them have not had high schools to go work out at, you know, or places to go. Tracks have been closed. You know, our Tucker Stadium track has been closed here. A weight room has been closed here. So, they've not had anywhere to go. So their workouts have been confined to their living room, basement, driveway, running around their neighborhood, you know, whatever that is, you know. So obviously getting guys back and get them conditioned. But we can start July 13th, and then we're going to bring our freshmen in, our incoming guys, on July the 22nd.
Okay.
And then acclimate them, and then we can actually start to true football practice on August the 7th. That's when preseason camp came. But the NCAA extended some time in there to give you more time with your players. Instead of a normal 8-hour week, they've given you 20 hours.
Right.
That you can be around your guys as far as walkthroughs, conditioning, meetings, you know, and that type of thing. So
obviously this is something that nobody's ever experienced before. It's all something new. Season tickets are on sale, just like, you know, there would be a regular football season.
That's correct.
Tucker Stadium holds a lot of fans. You know, there's plenty of opportunity for social distancing.
That's right. We really have the ideal stadium for that.
Yeah,
season tickets are on sale. Our home opener is against North Carolina Central on September, I think, the 19th is when that game is. It's the family weekend, running of the freshmen. We still all hope to have those things,
right?
You know, take place. You know, our freshmen may be running out of the tunnel with mask on, you know, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, at least we're out running. We're on the field. We're, you know, we're outside. And but, you know, our stadium is really ideally set for that. You know, we seat 16,500, you know, and I think last year we've had crowds of, you know, 11,000, 11,500, 10,000, which is still, you know, about 50% capacity for our stadium.
Sure.
You know? So we typically do that. You know, we average, which for FCS football, you know, we average in that 8,000 fans a game, you know, range, you know, depending on the weather. You know, good weather maybe a little bit more.
Right.
You know, bad weather like we had against TSU where it was, you know, cold and windy and blowing out of that type of deal, you know, probably more 4,000 or 5,000. But, you know, we can easily – you know, handle to where you can space people out, you know, on both sides. Typically here at Tech, fans, home fans have sat on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, here at Tucker Stadium. So we have a, you know, really good place. I think it's more challenging, you know, for other places, you know, as far as us, but that's still our plan. All of that has not been finalized, how we'll do that, you know, or handle that. At this point, nobody has come out, you know, with that, how they're going to do that. I noticed even the Titans the other day are still talking about, you know, how they would handle home games.
Sure.
You know, the NFL is still trying to make a decision, and I think people are still wanting to see another, you know, a couple 3 weeks here of just exactly where, you know, this virus is going, and, you know, how it's going to react and how people are going to react to it and what type of trends are happening with it to make some decisions on that. But as of right now, you know, we're college football is on here in the OVC at the FCS level and the FBS level. There have been a few teams that have had to cancel a game or two, mostly competing against teams from the Northeast. Obviously, those areas were hit, you know, much harder.
Right.
But, you know, here we're planning on getting our guys back and starting. I know the TSSAA is making a decision, you know, today about, you know, their play and,
right.
You know, their calendar and schedule as far as that goes. But right now the plan is to play and, you know, we want to bring our guys back safely.
Yeah.
We want to get them back and get them acclimated, you know, not just physically, but mentally, you know, getting them back around each other. These guys have been separated and apart for 4 months.
Wow.
So when our guys report on July the 12th for a Sunday night meeting, they would have been gone from campus for 4 months since we had our last practice.
Wow.
But they'll only have 8 weeks before they play their first game.
They'll get to know each other pretty good again.
That's exactly right.
Well, one of the things that COVID has not affected, and thankfully, and that is the Tennessee Tech football alumni golf weekend. You got the golf outing coming up on Saturday. You have the dinner on Friday night. great opportunity for Tech football alumni to come back together. I know that's one thing you always look forward to, and thankfully you're going to have it this weekend.
Yes, sir. We're excited about it. This is my favorite event, you know, that we have. Always look forward to it, especially being the head coach here. It's extra special to me. But, you know, it's an event I came back to when I was the head coach at Cumberland University. I actually, you know, came back,
yeah,
you know, to the event. When I've been a high school coach other places, I've been back to the event, you know, numerous times, just as a proud alum. But, you know, we've really having a Bruce Hatfield and, you know, some guys like that on our staff that are former players. You know, Doug Malone coached here, you know, for a, you know, 8-9 year period. So
right,
he knows a lot of players from that era. Chris Grimes, you know, played here, so he knows a lot of guys from his era. Burt Brown, you know, who was our wide receiver coach, played here. And so we all have an era of guys that we can connect with. And so we've gotten a lot of those guys, you know, to come back. We have our first sold-out field. Last year we were only one or two teams short of selling out the event morning and afternoon. That's
wow,
with an 8 a.m. and with a 1 o'clock, you know, tee times. This year we sold it out a week before and still got people calling,
yeah,
you know, wanting to come and play. Obviously golf is one of those things that's been allowed to continue this because it is outdoors.
Sure.
And, that type of thing. We put a lot of things, a lot of effort. Our committee led by Sam Brooks, you know, Christy Phillips. We have Wayne Cravens, former player, Danny Brooks and Danny Crooks, former, you know,
right,
players here at Tennessee Tech. Wayne Anderson, of course, Otis Phillips, who's been such a, you know, important part of this tournament since mm-hmm, we started this thing back 30 years ago. And this,
yeah,
is the 30th year reunion of this tournament, the
wow,
30th year of this event. And we have raised, this event all total over 30 years has raised over $500,000 for Tennessee Tech football, you know. And it started out just as a get-together, let's
sure,
play golf.
Yeah.
And then there were some guys, you know, Larry Schreiber,
yeah,
Tom Pemberton, a lot of guys said, hey, let's make some money for the school while we're doing this. Why not make some money for football?
Yeah.
And so a lot of those guys from the 1970s, mm-hmm, you know, that crew there, Jim Youngblood's crew, all those guys, Mike Hennigan,
yeah,
you know, some of our greatest teams that we've had here, you know, those guys are the ones that, hey, let's get together and do something financially for the team. Mike Ledford played a huge role in getting the tournament just started. Mike mm-hmm, Smith. Jim Ragland, you know, as far as getting the thing just
right,
going, the event pulled together. Then we had a group of alumni said, let's make some money for the school. And so from that point forward, you know, last year we had our biggest turnout ever.
Yeah.
We raised almost $50,000 last year's tournament, you know, and this money goes right back to our players. You
yeah,
know, and that's something I tell our guys at the event. Every penny you give here is going right to, I mean, to our football players, things
yeah,
that really make a difference. You know, with them, how we feed them, how we can do things for them,
right,
you know, that make a difference. So, and summer school, you know, bringing them back, getting to bring our guys back here on July the 13th.
Yeah.
You know, we have guys that played a role, you know, in doing that, of giving the money that it takes, because that's an expensive undertaking, you know, is to get our guys back. But we're excited about the event. We bring back former coaches,
mm-hmm,
invite them back, you know. So it's been – and then we've had a lot of players come, Buddy, who just – we offer a package now if you're not a golfer, and a lot of these guys aren't. Even the ones that are playing aren't golfers. But the guys that don't want to play, you know, but they want to come and hang out. You know,
right,
we've got a big tented area, and we've had a ton of our guys, you know, just come back for the fellowship for it on Friday and Saturday. But the Friday night dinner starts at 5 o'clock
mm-hmm,
out at the golf club on this Friday, July the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a really good event. We'll probably have 150, 200 guys there for the dinner. You know, I introduce our award winners from the previous year.
Right.
The thing is always awesome. We can introduce all these people. And when you introduce a player, they get by far the biggest round of applause.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really, at the end of the day, tells you what the event's about. You
right,
know, so we're excited. We're appreciative of the momentum and the turnout that we have, especially in a year to where, you know, with all the COVID-19 stuff, there's
right,
concerns. We've spent a lot of effort, and the last thing I'll say on that is this. We put a lot of time in making sure that we make this event, you know, as safe and where people feel comfortable, you know,
sure,
coming. So we've moved, you know, just about all of it outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, it's an outside event. We have two huge tents set up, so we're going to eat outside, mm-hmm, eat outside on a patio or in tented areas, you know, where we can be outdoors, where we can space the seating out. We're going to serve outdoors, you know, where we can go through, much like we did for the Golden Eagle Scramble.
Right.
You know, that event kind of helped us with this one as far as, you know, trying to do that. And, of course, then the golf is broken up in the morning and afternoon, so we'll never have all of them there at the same, you know, at the
right,
same time. You know, I think the hardest thing is going to be when you haven't seen somebody in 20 or 30 years, the tendency is to want to get up and give them a big hug, you
yeah,
know, and that kind of thing. And there probably still will be a little of that, you
yeah,
know, that will happen. So I don't know how you'll keep that from happening, but you know, we got plenty of you know, and we're going to make an announcement there. Our guys, you know, they understand and know. I mean, look, we need to – we want to have fun. We know it's going to be a little bit different this
sure.
year as far as, you know, some of that, you know, but just still getting everybody together, getting to see people, you know, still will be good. And we're just blessed and fortunate because, the finances from this really help our program, you know, tremendously,
right.
you know. So to not have this event would have been would have been tough for us, you know, in a year that's going to be tough anyway, you know,
right.
with just all of the things that are happening, you know. So, but anyway, we've got a sold-out field on Saturday. We've got a lot of guys back, and we're looking forward to it.
Tennessee Tech head football coach Dwayne Alexander talking about the Tennessee Tech football alumni event this weekend at the Golden Eagle Golf Club. Coach, I sure can't wait to see some football out there at Tucker Stadium. I can't wait to see the guys. Such great momentum from last year's season coming into this year. And, man, I am looking forward. I know a lot of people are. To a football season at Tennessee Tech.
Well, I am as well, and I appreciate you saying that. And I told our guys on a Zoom meeting last night, and I'm being straight up honest here, I'm as excited about coaching this group of young men as any year that I've ever coached. And this will be year 32 for me,
yeah.
you know, and I've had some in the past, you know, a lot of teams and stuff that I'll, you know, think a lot of. But this group of guys right here are really special. They're
yeah.
special young men, not just football players, but they're difference makers here in our community and on our campus. And you know, the city of Cookeville needs our guys back.
Yeah.
You know, I think the city of Cookeville needs sports back. We need Tennessee Tech back playing,
right.
you know, athletics, you know, at some point for our community. You know, even at the tornado, you know, our guys are really wanting our community for this to be a unifying thing for us. You know, there's been so many. We've had other events in this community.
Yeah.
You know, that a lot of people, you know, have not on top of the COVID-19, you
right.
know, with the tornado
yeah.
that took place. Obviously, our team, along with all the athletic department, the university, and people all over, you know, were, you know, trying to get involved, you know, to help our community, you know, with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a good connection there, you know, that was positive. And we want to, you know, bring a smile to people's face. You know, we want to get something back and get people here in the stands and get football. You know, football going, and at some point we will, you
right.
know, but I mean, that's the goal, and we've got a great group, and we're excited and look forward to getting them back.
All right, Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TQ website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.